Israeli troops are once again at Yasser Arafat's compound in the West Bank city of Ramallah. According to Palestinian witnesses there, Israeli tanks and troops are exchanging fire with Arafat's forces. The latest Israeli move into Ramallah follows a suicide bombing in northern Israel earlier today, a bombing that killed at least 16 Israelis. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem and joins us. Linda, what is known about what's happening at the compound of Yasser Arafat?
Well, it's the middle of the night here, just after 3 o'clock in the morning, so information is still sketchy. Israeli military sources will confirm only that there is an Israeli operation in Ramallah, but won't give any details. Palestinian officials say that Israeli tanks and armored personnel carriers have taken up positions around the Palestinian leader's headquarters. I just spoke to a journalist in Ramallah who said that there have been a series of loud explosions and gunfire, and Israel Radio quoted Palestinian sources as saying that some of Arafat's bodyguards may have been injured. We do know that Yasser Arafat is in that compound, and Israeli analysts said that it seems to be a repeat of what Israel did at the end of March at the beginning of its large-scale incursion into the West Bank when it surrounded Arafat's compound and did not let the Palestinian leader leave for 34 days. There has been pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to expel Arafat from the West Bank. However, American officials have made it clear that they don't think that that's what Israel should be doing, and Prime Minister Sharon is leaving Saturday night for a meeting with President Bush on Monday. So it's not clear if it's a repeat of what we saw in April when Arafat was under siege, or whether it's the beginning of the expulsion of Arafat.
Now, this happened a matter of hours after a suicide bombing earlier today in northern Israel. Tell us about that.
Well, early in the morning, during the morning rush hour, there was a bus packed with Israeli soldiers. It left Tel Aviv just before 6 o'clock in the morning and was traveling to Tiberias. And along the way, a lot of soldiers got on who were going to their bases either in the West Bank or in northern Israel. And at about 7:20 in the morning, a white Renault van pulled up next to the bus. The bus was traveling on the road and exploded. And the van hit the bus. The fuel tank of the bus exploded as well. And 13 soldiers as well as several other people were killed. And it's one of the largest attacks that there have been here in the past few months. I was at the scene of the attack earlier today, and the bus was just a completely burned out shell of what it had been, and the Palestinian suicide bomber's car was really reduced just to an engine block.
And Islamic Jihad, the Islamist extremist group, claimed credit for this bombing.
In Damascus, the leader of Islamic Jihad said that it was time to coincide with the 67 Mideast war in which Israel conquered the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem, which are all areas that the Palestinians see as part of a future Palestinian state. And the Islamic Jihad did not say who the bomber was, but Israeli officials said they believe that the bomber came from the West Bank town of Jenin, which is just a few miles away from where the attack took place. The car used was a car that had been stolen in Israel earlier.
And did Israel send tanks into Jenin as well?
Yes, Israeli tanks went into Jenin, and Israeli helicopter gunships fired at Jenin. And Israel has said that they see Jenin as sort of one of the main sources of Palestinian suicide bombers, and had repeatedly entered Jenin. And of course, the fighting in the Jenin refugee camp was the harshest, and Israel demolished houses there, the harshest since the beginning of the Israeli incursion at the end of March.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
NPR's Linda Gradstein speaking to us from Jerusalem.